Hachshavas Avrechem on page Kuflamed Beis. The Rebbe is talking about what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, that when a person is looking at the world, he's looking at HaKadosh Baruch HaMabit Al HaOlam Mabit Al HaKadosh Baruch HaKadosh Baruch HaMabit Olav. That a person looks at the world, he's looking at Hashem, and Hashem is looking at him. And the Rebbe is explaining that, of course, that the Baal Shem Tov wasn't talking about something that one can see with one's eyes, the way that you look at things and see them and just on the outside. It's talking about understanding and looking at the world with those understanding eyes. This is what the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh was talking about. And the Rebbe now is going to talk to us a little bit and guide us a little bit in how to try to develop understanding eyes that understand and see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. It goes to different parts of the world, not locations, but different bechinas of the world, and developing this way of looking at the things around us. So on page Kuflamed Beis, Avokad Nematzeh Se'inyin Nirish Shegam Anachnu B'Shiflusenu. So the Rebbe says that even though we can't understand the madrigas of the Baal Shem Tov and those earlier tzaddikim, who when they looked at the world they saw something completely different, we're not in such a madriga. But still, shagam anachnu b'shiflusen lo rechayim kol kach meliras al kol panim lefamim ve'iray meim lefimat zaveinu b'ayim. That even now, even for people who are in low a state as ourselves, it's not something which is beyond us to sometimes see things in an exalted way, even according to our matziv in the world, even according to our state of shiflus, that we could see things in this matziv of Ramimus in a higher way. Ki kasha nishal latzmeinu maza oilam. If we ask ourselves, What is the world? Maza oilam. Az bechlal nir ba'alil. Shalei ma shalemalam ha'alim levad einan arayim. If we ask honestly, what is the world, then we'll realize, and we'll see very clearly. Shalei ma shalemalam ha'alim levad einan arayim. Not only do we not see that which is beyond the world, that which is higher than the physical world, ba'gam es ha'alim hazeh ha'nimtza la'ineinu einan arayim kulay. Even the world that we're living in, that we're in, not the ilmus al yainim and ruchnim and so on, all of those things, but even this world that we're in, all of our lives. The truth is, einon arayim kula. We don't see the entire world. Efes katzeyu nirva kulay leinu. We see maybe a tiny drop of the world. We see part of the world. We see an edge of the world that we live in, but we certainly don't see the entire. But kula lo nir, we don't see the entire world. Ki kvar dibarnu le'el b'shloish ha'mamarim shebechavis ha'tanim ha'mar beiz ois aleph. We already spoke about in chavis ha'talmidim ech kol remes b'soifim ha'kayitz matmin es beitzav b'mokam m'shumar min ha'kar v'ha'chayra. We already learned how all of the ramos and the reptiles, things that they leave, the insects, different creatures that they hide their eggs in a mokim meshumam hakar v'achayrif, that they protect their eggs from the cold and the winter. Shagam b'kayitz haba af shimenu gam gagir avak liyeshaya oz ramosim kamina yivaldu. Even though, when it comes to the summer, that egg doesn't look like there's even a grain of dust that's left of the egg, and yet somehow a new creature comes to life from that. V'hi'im yadeya haremes mikol ma'isa b'shar shehu oisa. Does this remes understand what it's doing? Does it have any havana of what it's doing? doesn't understand at all what it's doing. Avkiyavai, I mean, bechlal, all the animals, all the chayas, all the different things that are going on in the world. We're just talking of the children that they saw this educational video they were watching about penguins. The penguins that they have a whole, the thousands and thousands of them, that they march across for 70 miles, 80 miles of ice, they march across in the freezing cold, and they know exactly where to go, and they go, and how they protect their eggs, and the men stay, the male stay there with their eggs, and then the females have to go back to the water, back to schlep, and to get food, and to come back with the food to feed. And it's a pella. Every single step is a pella. That the distance and the exact place, and they've been going to that place, since Bereshis, that they're going to a certain place, and all the animals, all the chayas have these inyanim going on, these complicated, amazing inyanim of like appointments. They all have like appointments. They're much better than we are, because it comes out like to the day, that they have to go for a month. They don't eat anything, and they're waiting. The males are waiting for the females to return. Because the females come back with food, and when they come back with a fish that they swallow and they give over to everybody else from inside, they regurgitate the fish. It's not so appetizing, but that's how they feed. That's how they feed. But the males have to wait, and if the females are going to a day late, then thousands of the males they're just going to die, and all the babies are going to die. The babies are waiting for the females to come back, and so it's like nowadays that the women go to work and the guys interesting mice, you know? They look like they're a little bit in Kylo, the penguins. Black and white, it's a certain look. So it's a haflitika thing. The Baruchel made such a world, and everything is like to this, it's kemat to the second, and they don't have any compass, they don't have any books, they don't have any. And to know when exactly, and then they all go, everyone, thousands, they go. And even though normally they have sometimes disagreements, as you know, in yonim with them, each other, when it comes time for this, then it's kishachad, b'leivachad, that they all have this chush and this hergish of higia zman, and when it's time for the new generation, and so all these things are haflodika things, and that's just one example of one creature in the world. But with every single tiny insect and everything, it's each one has its own seder. And they call ma'aser b'shoshu ma'aser. They understand what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. What are they doing? They don't know. What's the winter is coming, the cold is coming, and the summer is coming. What do they know about the seasons? What do they understand? And we spoke about in Chavos HaTalmidim that there's this Metzius, like the Rambam talks about there's the nefesh achai, that within each category of life, within each type of life that exists, there's a nefesh. There's this mysterious, it's not a soul like we use the word for neshama, but there's something that's there. There's a nefesh achai, there's a nefesh atzameach, there's a soul, there's some kind of a spiritual reality beyond anything that is of this world that we can understand. Every remes means every single species of the remosim is affected by this nefesh. It has a nefesh.
Isha
im kein ba med gadol koichelasis es kol eila. That he says, if a person thinks about this, how the nefesh of the remes, the soul of this being, of this creature, which is these are the lowliest of the creatures, the remes and shkatz and bugs and insects and reptiles and so on. But they do everything with such a seichel in it, even though they're not thinking, but there's such a seichel in what they're doing. And in the umnas, there's such a skill in everything that they're doing that, and a person thinks, sof kol sof, what is a remes? What's a remes? If something like that, you know, lands on your nose, you grab it, you smash it, or something like that, you hit, take a slip and give it a clap. What is it, sof kol sof? It's whole chiyus, it's all das, whatever das does, and it's all mahus, it's tiny. What is this tiny, tiny, tiny chiyus? What does it have in it? It's life. And it's whole mahus, it's so mitzumtzum, it's so tiny, it's whole mitzias, it's so... I mean, even if it's a big animal, but what's its metzias? It's all das. It's home. What? And you ask like my daughter was asking. So what does Hashem have all of these things in the world? Like, you know, that there are these penguins, that there's someplace in the Antarctica and the North Pole. Like, what's the nafka mina to the world, and how does that affect the world, and how does that affect our avodas Hashem? And there's such a balance between everything in the world that this animal has to, if this animal wouldn't exist, and the other animal wouldn't be able to exist. And there's a whole hestauschlus, there's the whole chain, a whole hestauschlus, that everything depends on everything else. And even the trees and the water and everything depends on, if this animal is extinct, then the mela, the whole bria suffers from that animal not being there. There's some animal, you look at this animal and say, who needs this? What's the tachlis of this animal? If that animal is not there, then the other animal can't feed on this. And then the other animal, it's a whole chadgadya. And if that chadgadya is not functioning in a certain seder in the right way, then the whole bria begins to dry up and die. And you don't understand, like, what's the nafkimina, whether this moth exists in the world, or this worm is draying around someplace. What's the nafkimina? What difference does it make in the Bria? The Baruch Shalom made such a world that, I mean, people that have studied these things understand them much, much more. And I don't understand them. We don't know these things. But a person that's more scientific, that has a havana in the seid, in the depth and the beauty of the world, and despite the fact that it has, is such a tiny life force and so much tzumtzum, and that particular species, the shelfen hevel yaiser, and came by me god koichlasis kol eider. Where does it take the koich? How amazing! Where does it take the koich to do all of these things that this particular species, and each one has its own hanhagas, has its own menhagim. You could write, and there are written thousands and thousands of books about every little thing, about how it works. The only explanation is that the little bit of life that it has in it, its metzias, is elokis. It's a godly thing. It's a chayis elokis. There's something there. That mysterious nekuda. Inside everything is a chayis elokis. It's a chiyus from the it's a godly chiyus. Me the yoyis gadol bechelik yoyis erav chayis elokis min mchinas kula mechach masisa. But we say every single day in davening kula mechach masisa. Everything that Hashem spoke, you made it with chachma. That chachma is the koyach mas. That koyach of existence. That nekudah elokus that's in every single thing. It's in every single thing. I remember we once went on a Chalamay to one of these IMAX. You know what those are? You know, they have those big screens with the nature about elephants. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable how they with each other and also the whole everything about them. And And then there was one about how I forgot which animal also, how it, you know, how it protects itself. It does, and it's so beautiful, and how it looks like you think that they have some sort of a human. There's nothing human. There's no das. There's no seichel. Like the elephants, when one of the elephants dies, there's like a whole shiv and shloishim, and there's a whole, I don't know, you look at this, and they're all like, all the elephants are like moping around for the whole shiv, and I don't know, you sit there and so you have to just say to yourself, there's no das, it's an elephant, I don't care what they say, it's an elephant, because anything, you can get carried away, and you really want to adopt one or something, and you feel, you know. No, it's a chayas elokis that a thing has in it, that it acts in a certain way, and that it's a hafodik thing to see. And that chochma is the chochma of the Rabbi Shalom. Ubechela gadol shechayas v'chochma elokis ois es kol amasim ashahabe pamim gamin ha'ish v'chochmasa and the shis v'ha'atzmis neflosayim. Ad kebekach, that a human being with all of his seichel and all of this chachma can't figure out what's going on with these animals and all these things. And even a human being with all of this chachma doesn't get it. How could this be? Human beings can describe these things because they're observers. I don't know how they take all those pictures, I guess. I don't know how they take such amazing pictures. But a human being can observe all of these things that are going on in the world, and especially now that we have all these different ways of filming and watching. But to explain and to understand, what is this chochma? What is this thing that's going on? He says that even the human being with all of his seichel doesn't chap. It's a pella even to human being. Af ma'ase gufay kevos ameyav shal atzmei lebekal yavnish. And even when it comes, it's not just looking at the world outside. Even when he looks within himself to understand how his stomach and his intestines work. Again, we observe, we watch, we pick up certain patterns. Somebody was telling me, yesterday I was talking to somebody that an older woman, that she had a certain inyum of the heart. She had some problems with the heart. So she went to the doctor, and they're taking care, and they took care of Ruch Hashem. And they gave her a little machine the size of a cell phone, and she keeps this machine like a monitor, and if she feels anything, something a little bit funny, she presses a button and then it sends a fax right away in the doctor's office. It puts a fax, comes out in the doctor's office with a reading. Now, I know I'm a big Amharis, and you heard of these things this maybe a long time. I know it's an amazing thing. She walks around with a thing and she presses a ding. And then in the doctor's office, it goes, and then we take yourself for granted. I still don't know how facts, what's going on over there with that, you know, that comes out like that. But it reads the heart that second. So I, of course, I started to think, like, you know, like every yeshiva bracha, just to fool around and put it on like a mace, you know, what can we do to like get the people in the office nervous? I didn't say that, but right away, like, the mind starts to go to work. Like, wow, this would have been a lot of fun. You know? I could do all kinds of strange things, you know. But that's to have such a machine, it's a pella. But we get used to these things, and we think that it's not a big deal. The problem is we don't stop and think about it. But even without all with the machines, but that a person's body, and so to see and to watch and to observe and to look at everything, but to understand the emes, what's the chiyas? What is this chiyas? How everything works. When we were kids, there was a movie it made such a big reishim on us. It was about, I don't remember the name, but it was about there was something going on inside somebody's body. They made everybody tiny, 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 and Fantastic Voyage, right? And they went inside the body, and they went on a journey It was like going to another planet. Like these, the people became like microscopic, and then they went in the body looking around for this to find or get somebody out. I don't know what happened. I don't know how a person got in there to begin with. But they had to go looking around, and everybody was tiny. Everybody was tiny, and it was beautiful because it was the body, but they were like in the body, like walking in like another planet, and all the things that are going on inside the body. So all these like things coming after them, because they thought they were germs or something. So they were getting attacked all over the place by all the kaiches of the body that are there to provide a shmira of the body. So I remember watching it, you know, it's a half of the good thing. That, of course, but I don't know anything about it, so it's hard, you know, to describe, because I don't understand it, and I'm not familiar with these things. But Mikol Shekhen Shleif, Elim Vrit, Sinai Bla Yidiyos of Lachachma, so all of these things are working in a person's body. Bla Yidiyos, so not very different from the Remes or from the Kaiwin, that there are things that are happening that we don't know, we don't think about them, we don't know. They just happen and our bodies do them. The only time you find out if for some reason the body stops doing it. But otherwise, it's just Bla Yidiyos, Bla Chachmosa, Maisi Umnius. The body is doing brilliant things without us understanding, without us knowing. The body is constantly doing these amazing, skillful, brilliant things. The body is up to all of this stuff. And who does all of this? And who brings all of this about? Who causes all of this to happen? Nefesh achiyunasha by Isis kol zais, that nefesh which is elokus. That is the smallest part of who a person is the nefesh. We're not talking about the ruach and the neshama. Not talking about ruchnius. Talking about just how the body works. That faint little glimmer of ruchnius. That's the nefesh that has in it this little chiyus of elokus, which is so much tzumtzum, which is so tiny. And that itself causes all these things to happen in the body. That over the years they found out the whole thing with DNA and RNA, how everything in the body has such a seder. There's such a seder that all the chromosomes and the seder to everything. And God forbid, if one chromosome is not in the right seder, right, it could, God forbid, cause a churban of a person, and their whole life is a churban. If one chromosome is not the seder, all of this happens. It calls us below yidiyas or rishus ha'odam, without a person knowing it or understanding or allowing it or not allowing it. That's how it happens. Gam zois kol bar das me'atzma yovin. Any person of intelligence understands shenefosh es achayis shel haremes or shel odam, that this living soul that's found in a remes, whether it's in some sort of an insect or a creature, or it's in an adam, in a person, hamafliyas ma'asein, that is so wondrous. It's so wondrous in all that it does, this nefesh, this chiyus. Any badas knows that ma'aselakeinu asher ba'olam, the actions, the ma'asim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, we're not talking about that there's anything inside of a person or inside of an animal that is waiting to receive a specific command, you know, outside the body, that's commanded to do something and then goes back inside. Animals don't understand, these insects don't understand any commandments. And the stomach of a person and how it works with all of the different chalakim and the enzymes and the chemicals and everything, doesn't understand to be able to hear a commandment, a shmur, that the Baruch Shalom is telling you to say do this or do that, that there's a nevuah, a baskol, that anything hears that is able to function in such a way. What this means is inside every single thing that exists, from the tiniest to the biggest, to the greatest, inside everything, And inside every Avishabah, every single chelik, every single part of it. Nefesh hachai chelik ha'aris alakis nimtza. It's not that there's a nevuah or a baskal coming from the outside saying, do this, do this, do that. It means that everything that exists has within it. It comes into the world with it. This nefesh hachai. Chelik ha'aris alakis nimtza. There's a chelik of elokus that's inside every single thing. V'hi ha'oises kol ha'pele. It's not that it's talking to the animal, talking to the stomach of a person, but this nefesh, this ha'or elokus, is oise as kol pele. It itself is bringing about this entire pele, this great wonder. And all of these amazing things that even a human being can't understand how it works. And when we look at these animals or insects, what do we see? These, we see low, disgusting things. Without any das, it's not alive. It doesn't even, not even think of it as something that's, that has any chiyus. And yet each and every one. When the Rebbe was talking, he didn't study these things. It's like how a cell works and the different parts of a cell. And all the different things that are going on in a cell, and then what's going on inside of a molecule and inside of an atom, that each one is like a whole bria of its own and a whole world of how each one functions. Now the atom and all the chalakim, and then they find smaller chalakim, and how everything is functioning. Even that type of a species of a very low, very very basic kind of a living being, sughat samach esatz musoi, or a plant esatz musoi nira. We don't see the atzmus. He explains. Kila marshal. Kasha mezablam esayirakos. If you fertilize the plants, the vegetables, if you fertilize them, then your seful litzmayach, then it will increase their growth. It will help them grow. So the yirakis, the vegetables, grow more. Yigdul v'yisabu, they get bigger and they get stronger and thicker. Va'achakach k'shetoychal ha'behema sayarik. Then the animal goes and eats the plants. And what happens to the animal? Tigdal v'tishman gamhi. So now the animal is getting larger, stronger, and fatter. V'toysev batsev atzem. There's more flesh and stronger bones from eating that the animal gets by eating the yerek. The plants. And then a person eats from that animal. And the person grows and gets fat. If not for the fertilizer, then it would have been from the plants would have been missing, or the plants would have been shvach. It would have been very, very thin. It would have been very weak, and not strong and healthy. Velulei hayerek, and if not for the yerek, if that would be the case, then hayachelik behemachseir, then there would have been something in the animal that would have also been missing. It's that chargadya. That the chelik of the animal would also be chaseir. The chalokim the adam hayu chaseirim and mimela, then the people would have been chaseir. Then the human beings who needed that to live, to eat over there, they would have also been chaseir. They've also been lacking in. Ulei ochel as a yerek v'behema. Zoyis ameres. So what this means. That this thing, the fertilizer, it changed from one state that originally it was zevel. and now the Zevel somehow is Nishtana Mitchila, it goes through this change and it becomes Etzem Yorek. Now it's no longer Zevel. You don't see any fertilizer there, it's long gone. But what is it now? Now you see very, very good plants and Kishmaka vegetation in that place. It's very good. So now the Zevel has become Yerek. The Yerek has Nishtana Lehosis Etzem Bosav Etzem. So now it could be that the animals already ate everything and there's nothing left over there, but what you have is that the Yerek now has changed from what? From being Yerokis vegetables to being behemoths. Flesh and bones. Mitchilus of behemoth. Vachakach Bosav Etzem Hodem. Then you see some guy walking around. You see people now, the people are now the boss and the etzem of the person. Imkein mahu atzmusa shaldova hazeh hamishtanim idei pam bepam. What is the essence, therefore? What is the atzmus? What is it? What is it? The Rebbe is asking, what is it that's in each of these stages that is the chiyus na atzmius of each stage? What's the chiyus? What's the atzmius that gives life in each stage? It's changing from one thing to another, from a yerek, from fertilizer to a yerek, yerek to a behemah, behemah to an adam. Haloi says, "Umahu atzmusa shekol davar shabat." What is exactly the atzmius of everything in the world? Because you look at the zevel, you say the atzmius, and you describe the zevel, you describe the fertilizer, it has this quality, that quality. But then it's not here. Now the zevel somehow, and when it's zevel, it functions in a certain way. The way the fertilizer functions, whatever it is, how it's, all of its qualities. But now, when it's inside the plant, then it becomes something else. And now it becomes a plant, and it functions a different way. And then it moves on, and it functions inside the animal a different way. What's the atzmis? What's the mahus?
The atzmis is the life.
That nefesh of chiyus, that's a lakus. What is it, that essence? Which travels in that journey from one thing to the next, which at every point of its existence, what it does is that it gives life to that creature according to what that creature needs.
You had told us before, ruach chayim, that's what every bug has. Nefesh is in a behemah. Neshama is only in a Jew.
Right, so we're talking about now, we're not going into anything spiritual, we're talking about the basic chiyus, which is usually called nefesh. It's usually called nefesh, although in Tanakh it's different, could be used in different terms, but it's usually called nefesh. It could be called ruach basar of Asian, it could be called ruach also in Barchinavshi, it's called. But usually it's called nefesh. Halokish nesgadla behem mekatnusiv nesaba. He says, when you look at this animal, when the animal was little, and then the animal grew and became strong, it formed. Lahaya kol yerek nikarba. The kol kach nishtana, if you would look, then you'd see in this animal, you don't see any plants inside the animal, you don't see anything. The kol kach nishtana hayerek achnas labosa damvat somas behemamish. The yerek, that all that it's been feeding on is the yerokis, the vegetables, the plants. But you don't see any trace of that. It's all become bones and flesh of a behemoth. So what is the plant? It was a plant, now it's an animal, now it's a person. So a person would answer that in the beginning the yerek, the plant, what did the plant do? The plant took only certain things that it needed from the zevel, from the fertilizer. It took certain, it was malaka, it gathered from the fertilizer just what it needed. Next page. And afterwards, and then afterwards the stomach of the animal also gathered from that plant that was gathering from the fertilizer. Now the animal, the stomach, takes from the plant what it needs. Umina yisaydas hanachutzim lekiumam in hayerek lukta. It took what it needed, whatever it needed, it took from the vegetables, from the plants. Aval alma nesaklas datainu. b'sichas hayeladim is let's not be foolish and talk like little children. Even if each level of creation just took from the earlier level what it needed, just it was malakit, it pulled out a little bit. So the plants pulled out from the fertilizer a little bit what it needs. And then the animal pulled out from the plant a little bit of chiyus. And then the person pulled out from the animal a little bit of what it needed, a little bit of chiyus. Halei ein lo kol echad yisaydis miyuchadim la'atzmai. Ra'kulam oysam ha'yisaydis loytim lahem. But he says that they're all taking out he says kulam oysam ha'yisaydis, the same yisaydis they're taking out from that earlier level of creation. Zem marbala kachas lo yisaydis elu ma'ayit b'chem. So in other words, so the plant, the animal needs a certain amount of that chiyus, of whatever it takes out, the animal needs from the plant, and a human being needs a different amount. But lekulam yisaydis shavim yesh. But the basic yisaydis is the same in all of them. Shekamat kulam aysam leitim. Imkain, lama elo hayisaydis kishaboyim al toich hayerek kolatz musa mishtanam layosis yerek mamish. It's the same fertilizer. And yet when it comes into that fertilizer affects the plant, then the fertilizer, the yisayd of the fertilizer is mishtana and it becomes a plant. B'marer, tsur, v'teva. So now the fertilizer, when it comes into the plant, it becomes a plant in the way that it looks and its nature and its and everything. And that same yisayd of the fertilizer, that when it came into the plant, it became a plant and all the qualities, and it gave life to all the qualities of a plant. And when that yisayd now comes in and the animal eats the plant, then it becomes a behemoth. Then it becomes an animal. It's mishtana labasa, it becomes flesh. And it's all one yisayd. And that same yisayd moves along in such a way through the world. And it's mishtana. It's loyvesh tsurim, poishay tsurim. It puts on this thing, it takes off this thing, it comes into something else, it becomes something else. If you answer, well, the plant or the animal is doing all of this. So the answer is that the animal has the koyach to do such a thing. Or the stomach of a person has the koyach to change something into something else. So where's the seichel? In other words, who's in charge inside the animal? And who's the balabos? And who planned this out? And who worked it out? This avoida, this malachim, b'haskel, v'umnas neflor, with such great seichel and such great umnas, such great skill. Lahafay kol yisayd ha'maitzi b'sviroysav chela gadol mihem laguf hayerek. Who is the one inside the animal that has such a seichel to be able to change the plant and to take out from the plant what it needs to give the chiyus to make that from the plant, to change the plant into what? Into the meat, into the bones of the animal. Who does such a thing? How does it do such a thing? Or that from the fertilizer that comes out a tree with branches and leaves that are now able to have their chiyus by taking in the air and the sunlight outside of the ground, but until now it was something inside the ground. And what exactly is inside the stomach and inside the intestines? That are so careful with their work and so diligent with their work. That they're able to take out from every food exactly what it needs, the yisayd. And to distribute the food to the brain, to the heart, to the nerves, to the bones. Who's the bal seichel inside the person who was able to direct such a complicated thing, such a complicated distribution program that it gives out, and it's every second. that it gives to the brain and to this and to this everything. It's chiyus. L'kol echad achelik haroi lo. Each part of the body, the chelik that it needs. What the brain needs, it gets, and what the toe needs, it gets, and the eyes, everything gets what it needs. V'loma kasherak yisyabesh hayerek. And why is it that if a plant dries up, then lo ya'ilu lo kol hayisaydus, then nothing will help it. If it's already tafalm and it's dried up, then all of the yisaydus, if you put in all of the fertilizer, it's not going to help. Gam yatilu lov v'chein gam v'hakevim v'skalkel, and with anything else in creation, if it's already been destroyed or ruined, v'kashe yemusu, and when they die, as kol hayerek ha-behema v'guf ha-odam li'say, the same is part of what happens, that when something dies, then everything starts breaking down and returns back to the yisaydus of where it came from until it's fertilizer again. Until it can be fertilizer again. Everything starts to decompose. Decompose and to return to Adam Yisayda Me'ofer V'Sayfel Ofer. Yisayda Me'ofer V'Sayfel Ofer. So he comes from the dirt and he returns to the dirt. And everything breaks down and then there it is again. 80, 90 years later, 120 years later, and there's there are now vegetables that are growing from the person. And then there's an animal that comes and is dragging around over there and eating these vegetables. And then another person from a new generation comes and has for himself this animal. And then it all returns to the yisaydus. I did such a thing. And everything decomposes. Agufadim yisaydus and yisparadu vishtanu ad shemu umimats musam liyashar to this, till what's left, there's nothing left. You always wonder, like, where did everything go? Where does everything go? Where does everything go? I was watching, you know, in the summer, you know, in the bungalow, there's, you know, you have a lot of flies that come and moths, and, you know, that's where everybody goes to try to get it, you know, to be exposed to nature. So there are all these things crawling around. And there's this by the screen on the porch, so you see that there's like flies, and that they're a couple of dead flies, and if you look at them, then you don't clean them. In the bungalow, you don't have to clean them, and you look, they fall inside of there by the bottom of the screen. And I always think about it, and then because that's I learn over there, and then you look like at some point like 2 weeks later, and it's not there, and I know that I didn't clean it, and I know that, like, you know, nobody was going over there, and different things that are happening, how everything is just eventually at some point it just returns. Yisaydim ha'ofer v'soifel ha'ofer. It just goes back. It just returns. And v'lo yukush me'olam lahay, you wouldn't recognize what this was a plant or this was an animal. Him came. Ein l'ramay sis atzmai. She etzim ha'yerek ha'bahema etzim gufadim etzim la'atzmai. One shouldn't fool himself to think that there's something in an animal that's the etzem hadam, the essence of an animal, the essence of a plant, the essence of a person, that it's something which is separate and independent. That somehow it has this koich, that the animal itself has the ability, that the animal knows how to change the plant into an animal. That the animal has such a koich. That it's able to take a plant and to make it into an animal. The animal itself, when the animal dies, it doesn't. It's not an animal anymore. He says, you have all kinds of brilliant people, all the chacham that they're trying with their sorcery to change a plant into an animal, to change an animal into a human being. without it having to go in the Seder that Hashem made, but just to change the animal into a human being, or to change the offer into a plant, to change the plant into an animal, just to do that on your own. Umahu etzem hayerek, etzem hakevev, etzem kol ha'olam. So what is the etzem? What is the essence? What is the pnimius of the vegetable? And the pnimius of the stomach, and the pnimius of the entire world? Chelek he'aris elokus. It's a chelek he'aris elokus. Now, what a ha'or is, the Rebbe talks a little bit about, and that's what we're learning in Chassidus on Monday morning in the Maimer of Tachas, Ashleivatas, Ashamakecha, Besimcha, from Lukudet Torah and Pashki Sava, which the Rebbe here in Achshav Sefer Eichim actually quotes on the next page, which we'll come to. On the bottom of the next page, he brings Lukudet Torah Me'arav, Pashki Sava, Alaposak Tachas. That's what we're learning Monday morning. But a ha'or, what's a ha'or of Elokus? Ha'oris elokus, the etzem of everything, the essence. That if you keep on going tinier and tinier and looking to that point where you can no longer see, that mysterious koyach that is conducting all of this is the ha'oris elokus. It's a flash. It's a ha'or of elokus. Shetzimtzim hu yisbarach uvarim menavas ha'olam. That from this elokus, Hashem, as you all have heard and you know, that there's a great tzimtzum, a constriction. And from that, Hashem has created the entire world, but nothing could exist without that elokus that's hidden inside of everything. The entire world, every single prat, every single detail in creation, is a ha'ara of that elokus, of that ein sof, of the infinite light of God. Ki hu yisbarach l'malam mikol ha'olamos. Hashem, of course, is above all worlds. He's beyond anything in existence. Avol b'ritzoni ha'poshet, it was his ratzon, which we don't understand, that it was Hashem's simple ratzon. Heyer ha'ara min ari v'kaychei. That he allowed this world to experience. He allows the world to experience a ha'ara, a flash, an emanation of his infinite light that's been dimmed and hidden and concealed till even can give life to the smallest little creature. But Avobritzana Pashad Hayy Ha'aram and Ayra Vekoichi, from that infinite light and infinite koyach of Hashem. The Chelek Min Ha'arasa Zut Simtsim Vasab Hamas Ha'ilamas. And from this very, very, very diminished and concealed and constricted light, Hashem created all worlds. The Svarim Kedoshim Yisrael Hashem Elokim B'Gematria Teva. Everybody knows, it says in the Svarim that the name of Hashem Elokim, which means Tzimtzum and constriction and holding back, the name Elokim is the Gematria HaTeva, the natural world, nature. Ha'ara Mishem Elokim. Shil shel vehirchiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A ha'orah from this name of God, Elokim, was mishtal shel, descended, and hirchiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'asa b'yis ha'olam. From this name, Elokim, b'reishis bar Elokim. That from the name Elokim, which is the name of Tzimtzum, and hiding and concealing, that Hashem was mitzamtzim his light. And from this Tzimtzum, created all worlds. But Klal Yisrael, every Jew, the shorish of a Jew, is in the Shem Havaya, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's higher than anything in the universe. A Yid, which is the Shdalsos of a Yid, is in the Shem Havaya Baruch Hu. Chelik Hashem Amai, b'chinas alakus shalomalam in ha'olam, ki chelik havaya amai, chelik of Yudkei Vavkei is his nation, his people. Chelik havaya amai is a yid, it's a chelik havaya. Everything else in the world is b'reishis bar Elokim. It's not b'chinas Elokim, but chelik havaya amai. The chelik ha'orvus elokus hazeh shehifli Hashem livrei simenos ayerek Hu Atzmusa Shel Hayerek. This chelik, this flash of a very, very, very diminished state of the infinite light of God, this is what causes all the wondrous things to happen inside the vegetable, inside the plant. Hu Atzmusa Shel Hayerek. It is the Atzmus of the Yerek. It is that essence of the plant that knows how to direct, you know, photosynthesis and say, yeah, come here, you do this, you do this, you do that. You remember photosynthesis? And the, like the thing, the Seder? And you look, and then, you look at your string beans on the plate and you say, well, it's pretty, I didn't know you were so harsh about it. Right? The photosynthesis is a very amazing thing. And that happens. What's the asmus? So who's inside, who's the balabas? That whole Seder, so because we were raised in the kfira of science being taught without Hashem. So it's just, that's how it works. Just it works that way. Not me, bara ela. Who made such a thing? Photosynthesis. How that works. And how complicated it is. The whole Seder. Inside every little plant, every blade of grass. This, that whole Seder, that atzmus of what the plant is elokus, is the ha'ara. Is that ha'ara of the Shem Elokim, of Bereishis Bara Elokim. And every single second, Rabbi Shlomo said, it's not just that it happened when it came into the world, that plant. Every second, the Rabbi Shlomo, every single second, the Rabbi Shlomo is infusing it with that mitzias of Eitz Pri, Oyeset Pri Lemina, for this tree, this grass, this, every second. Every second is that ha'ara, that light of Elokus. Exactly what that plant needs. It would be any more elokus, then that plant wouldn't be a plant, and it would be destroyed. It would be any less, it couldn't live. Every single second. But we're not able to understand such a thing. When Rabbi Nachman spoke about going out to the fields and davening together with the blades of grass in the fields, that they're not masik, we think, yeah, what does that mean? And Rabbi Nachman wasn't talking about something, just, he wasn't being poetic, that it's, you know, to describe it. It's not, God forbid, we're not talking here about a poet. We're talking about the Shtik Elokus, the Rabbi Nachman. So he goes and he davens together with the plants, and he said about every blade of grass. He said it's very, very, very good for davening to daven together with the blades of grass. So what does that mean? And he felt it. He was with that. He had a chiyus on that himself when he joined together with everything else in the Briah. With the tzaddikim able to experience such things. Because the tzaddikim are able to sense the atzmus of everything that's there. The atzmus, the essence. Shehifli Hashem, live v'yisimenu sayerek, hu atzmus shalayerek, hu ha'malakit. I see, you said, you're right. There's something inside the plant that's able to gather what it needs from the fertilizer and the rest of the leaves. It takes what it needs from the fertilizer. What does that? What inside the plant takes from the fertilizer just what it needs? The atzmius of the plant, which is that ha'ara of elokus. Who are malakit as he says, makalsir lachyaisa, to give life. Kasha behema yichalta, and when the behema eats the plant, as chela ke'aris elokus shebahayarek, then, as the svarim say, that aspect, that ha'ara of elokus, that flesh, or that presence of godliness that was in the vegetable, is nes'ale, it receives an aliyah. It has an aliyah. When it toys for the chelik of chayas asher behemah, it now becomes the chayas of the animal. It's the elokus that receives an aliyah by being in the animal. And then a person comes along and eats that, and especially if it has to do with a yid, and there's a bracha, and especially this Shabbos. Then the kevin shahetzim shalatzme shabiyarek vahu vasheba behemah b'chol rov min echad hu etzim elokus. So it means that everything in the universe is enlivened by the same etzim elokus, by the same etzim, essence, which is God, which is that ha'or of elokus. It's just this, in the lower life, in a lower level of life, there's less of the elokus that's revealed. And in the higher level of life, there's more of the ha'or elokus. It's the same etzim in everything that exists. And that binds together everything in the world, that there can be a chadgadya between everything, because everything has something in common. What does it all have in common? What links everything together? The ha'or elokus. Elokus is that which joins everything in the universe together. Makshu Yaserah, if not, Madreg Lamal, Lamata, High, Low, but it's all the same etzim. Everything in the world has the same etzim. Therefore, that something can change from the fertilizer to a plant, from a plant to an animal, to an animal to a person, it all has the same etzim. The Chenk Shemis Allah, it just goes through Aliyahs and Yeridas. And then when the person dies, then there's a Yerida to the body, and the body of the person now then becomes a vegetable, and the vegetable becomes the dirt again. But it's an Aliyah, it's a Yerida, but it's the same Atzmias. Therefore, when the plant goes up to a higher madrega of a behema, it doesn't appear like something outside or strange that is superficially attached to the animal. It all becomes one thing. Now it all becomes an animal. It's not like the animal is going around with a plant supply, you know, and takes out from the plant. The plants become the animal. It's nis'al. It's the same etzim, it's the same elokus. So one thing is from both. It becomes one. So the vegetable, the plant that now became the stomach of an animal or a person, now it works day and night. It works day and night. To transform the nefesh of behema, now is transforming the nefesh of the plant into basar, into meat, into bones. And what is that nefesh? It's a lakus. It's a ha'or of a lakus. Karomas David HaMelech, and this is what David HaMelech was talking about. Lefonim ha'or is yisadata. Yerban Shalom, you established the world a long time ago. Umayis yedecha shemayim. And with the work of your hands, you created the heavens. Hey, me yovedu. All of that, the earth and the heavens, hey, me yovedu, they will disappear. They will be lost. They will disappear. Va'ata samed. You stand. You are forever. Va'kulam kabeged yivlo. Everything in the world wears away, like an old shmata. Kabeged yivlo, like an old garment. Everything that's worn out and kebeged yivlu kalavush tachlifam v'achlaifu, and you change everything in the world like a change of clothing. Tachlifam v'achlaifu, tachlifam v'achlaifu. You're changing everything in the world. It's garments, it's clothing. You're changing everything. It means you're changing everything from fertilizer to plants to animals to people, and then again like garments that are put on and off and worn out, and then a new one and changing. If everything was separate and its own, and it only had its own existence, it wouldn't be able to change into anything else. Therefore, all the things that exist, in other words, the animal is only a lavush, it's only a garment that's covering that elokus. And the person covers the lukus, and the plant is only a garment that covers the lukus. So therefore, the garments can change from one to the other because the lukus is the same. So a person can change from a coat, his pants, to a jacket. He can put on a sweater. So the world can be loivish to and poshid and loivish and poshid different surahs and different begadim because it's all the same etzim. The etzim is a lukus, an animal, a person, a plant. It's all the same. The etzim is all a lukus. Therefore, it's kalavush l'arus l'kus yisbaruch, kalavush tachlif n'yachleif v'chelik arus l'kus m'tchil l'lova shlavush ayark. In the beginning, the elokus was wearing the coat that's called the vegetable, and then it changes the coat. Now it's wearing a different lavush, a different garment that's called an animal, but it's the same etzim l'kus. V'achaka poshet is lavush azev l'lova shlavush pesar b'ayim, v'achaka lavush pesar adam v'chadayim. So next week, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to talk about that piece from the Tani we're learning in Chassidus, and about Kel Oilam as opposed to Kel Ha'oilam, and the Rebbe is going to go on and to talk to us about more thoughts and more hisbarnus on different things in the Bria and creation.